Good evening. For those still looking for seats, the front pew on the right and the left, second pew on the left, there are a few seats down front. Come on in, sit down. First of all, we'd like to thank our boys and girls for presenting to us the Christmas story in such a dramatic fashion. In addition to the beauty of that, it has the advantage of leaving me very little else to say, so I will not delay you long from the remainder of the celebration and from going home to prepare for the visitation of a most special guest. The feast is easy to celebrate, but if we look at it, it runs a lot deeper than we think. It is, of course, the joy, the birth of the child. It is, of course, the joy sung by the angels, echoed by the shepherds. But if you think about it, it runs even deeper than that. There is a profoundly pessimistic strain in our society that says that basically the human race just isn't good enough. And frankly, there's an awful lot of evidence over the past century to support that. The predations and depredations of various empires from the beginning of the century, of the last century, to the beginning of this, would all give a fair amount of evidence for that. And there's an awful lot of religious people who want to jump on that bandwagon. Human beings are essentially evil, and it's only somehow by being covered by something from the outside that we could become at all acceptable in God's sight. But the real deepest meaning, I think, of Christmas is that this is not true. It's a re-emphasis of the first chapter of Genesis, despite all our evidence from the third, Adam and Eve and the snake. That's a reality. It's not history, but it's a reality. And certainly our own history bears witness to it. But it's not the fundamental reality. The fundamental reality is that we are made in the image and likeness of God. And therefore we are, as individuals and as a human race, at the deepest down center of our core, in the image and likeness of God. And therefore fundamentally loving and fundamentally lovable. And today's feast is God's absolute testimony to that. Yes, Jesus comes as a Savior. Yes, He saves us from our sins. Yes, He lifts us out of Adam and Eve and the snake all the way down to the depredations of the present day. But He does it from within. We do not get saved from without. God does not send some higher being to lift us out of the quagmire. God speaks God's own word into our flesh. Human. Completely human. Just like us. Messy? Yeah. We're a little messy. Yeah. The pageant is a little messy. Yeah. Not everybody stands in a straight line. Not everybody gets their notes exactly right or their lines exactly right. But it's good. And it's more than good enough. And that's humanity. Yes, we're a little messy. Yes, we don't get it exactly right. Yes, we don't come out perfect. But we're good. And we're more than good enough. We're good enough for the Word of God to become our flesh. to become one of us, to be an infant in a manger, to be a carpenter in a wood shop, to be a preacher on a dusty road, to hang on a cross and die, to be raised up from the dead, and to reign at the right hand of God. Our humanity at the right hand of God. The Word became flesh. Very deliberately, John uses the word flesh. Flesh was not greatly beloved of the Greeks. Flesh was the messiness of humanity. Flesh was bad, spirit was good. Get away from the flesh and nurture the spirit. The Word became flesh. The Word of God becomes exactly who we are. And that is precisely why and precisely how we can become exactly who He is. For in the Son of God become flesh. We become the daughters and sons of God in our own flesh. In all our weaknesses, in all our messinesses, we become the daughters and sons of God. And so we rejoice this night, not just for the birth of this one child, but because this one child's birth makes us all the daughters and sons of God. As the fathers first of the east and then of the west said again and again, He has become exactly who we are in order that we may become exactly who He is. And that is the fundamental good news of this feast. Sisters and brothers, Merry Christmas.